Welcome, everybody, to Doom Clock. Hey, everybody, we've got a very special episode of Doom Clock tonight because this is kind of our penultimate episode. This is going to be our road to the finale. This is going to be the last Doom Clock hunt proper before we kick things off and start to ramp up for the finale. So in case you're not caught up, or in case you're a new time viewer or listener, I don't think you'd be a new time podcast listener because that would be weird to start at the end of a podcast. But if you're a new time viewer, don't worry. You will be able to get right into this because we do one shots here on Doom Clock for our Shiver TTRPG hunts. And we will go ahead and just do a quick around the table where everybody will just do a quick who they're playing. So, Jeremy, you should expect this by now. You're always first up.
All right. Hey, I'm Jeremy, and I am playing Theodore Copper. Theodore Copper was pulled out of 1918, right towards the end of World War I. He is the scholar, and my background is the scientist.
Thank you so much. Perfect. And then we'll go over to Ernest.
Hey, I'm Ernest, also known as Hollow Invective. I'm playing Corsair Jones. He is the survivor. And he was pulled from the 1960s. He is a survivor of the Tuskegee study, if you have heard of that. And is our full-time group curmudgeon.
And then I don't remember if we usually go to Pappy or Gwen after this, but we'll just go straight down to Gwen.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'm going to be playing Gwen Vandermeer. She is the socialite with the lawyer background, and she also comes with a companion named Caleb that we often forget about.
No, we don't forget about him. He's quiet.
He is
the introspective type. And then last but not least, we've got Pappy, a.k.a. Joe.
Hey, I'm Joseph Timmis. You can find me at the Nerd Asylum and on the Majestic Goose. And I'm just lucky to be here.
Who are we playing tonight, Joe?
Pappy, he's just lucky to be here.
He quite literally is not just lucky to be here. I think he's lucky to be alive. I think he's just lucky all the way around.
He is the luck.
And as we start every episode of Doom Clock, you all are hanging out at the HQ of IBM in the year 2102, now that the new year has struck. You guys are still in the basement, even though you guys found out that like this entire skyscraper is pretty much just all empty floors. So what's everyone up to tonight? What's everyone hanging out? It's been since the trip to Egypt, it's been probably about 6 weeks now. So it's been quite a while since you guys have had a call to action, so to speak. So it's probably getting a little boring down here, maybe.
So I feel like by this time, Theodore has gotten either beaten or gotten bored playing Elden Ring HD. And so now, after 6 weeks, he has returned back to his old ways. He's currently building a wooden ship out of popsicle sticks and toothpicks and glue. And he's just concentrating on that real hard. He's gonna paint it and seal it and try to make it look real nice. He's got nothing but time on his hands.
You know that's, oh God, Jeremy, that's not gonna, okay. What are you other three doing?
I told him to do something else with the Gundam glue. Now he's making a ship.
I mean, technically it's something else. Technically,
it still stank.
Well, yes.
I don't know exactly how big this basement area is, but no matter how big it is, I picture Corsair's doors right next door to Theodore.
Somehow,
so, yeah, somehow, like it could be this thing could be the size of like a shopping mall, but Corsair and Theodore were designated the rooms right next door to each other. So anytime Theodore pulls out that Gundam glue. Corsair just gets a little head rush.
Yeah, it goes straight through the vent. Like Theodore doesn't notice at all, but it goes to Corsair's room.
This is Omni's fault. He did this.
What are you other others hanging out and doing? Like I said, this we haven't mentioned what kind of, obviously there's the break room with like vending machines that Pappy likes to frequent. But I mean, this place is a pretty big basement, and I think we've mentioned it has, you know, lots of different kinds of entertainment, like bowling alleys and stuff like that, and rec rooms and like a little arcades and stuff. And I just don't think we've explored that much, but just want to kind of throw out that pretty much anything you guys want to be doing down here, you guys could be hanging out and doing.
Except eating good food, you know.
Well, no, that's not true, because Gwyn had some really nice experiments going on with sourdough bread for a while there. Last episode, she was had her sourdough starter. Yeah,
how'd
she was
that getting end into up? That.
It turned out really well. She's actually got a lot of bread going, way more than the four of us, five of us, will ever manage to eat. But
Are you using the time machine to make bread?
I'm not. Doing? I'm doing it the old-fashioned way. You know, I don't believe you. Look, why would I use a time machine to make bread?
Because you use technology for everything you don't need to do.
But I'm trying to get back to my roots. I did some research. There is stuff coming up after my time, and I want to be ready for it. So, you know, if we finish up and they like send me back to 2019, I know how to make sourdough bread. I've learned how to paint. I've taken up knitting. And even better, I did a whole bunch of research on like early 21st century TikTok trends. And so I've got like a whole library of upcoming TikTok trends that I can jump on before they even actually get out there. So I'm like right on the cutting edge.
But wouldn't that mean you would just disrupt the trend? You know what? It's fine. Whatever's happening to make you want to do something rustic, it must be bad.
Yes. Yes, it is. According to all the history books, it was a rough time. So I'm learning the bread. And it's good. I mean, come on. Corsair, taste the sourdough. Tell me you don't like it.
I mean, there's no jam down here. Where's the jam?
Well, I haven't finished my canning. I'm not using the time machine, so it takes a little bit of time. Give it, like, another 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and the jam should be good to go.
2 weeks? I get shanked by something from the future past in 2 weeks?
Well, maybe I'll ask Benjamin if I can go forward 2 weeks and get the jam and bring it back for you.
He let me go get Elden Ring.
That's true, he did. He should let me get my jam.
He's really irresponsible. Now he's like one of the crew.
What's Pappy up to?
I think Pappy has spent a lot of time sliding Pop-Tarts under the doors of each character here. Because they're the only things that fit under the door. Because there's those thin. So he just like, as he's walking by, slides Pop-Tarts under the door.
Like, what? Why?
Got to any specific flavor?
The, what is the blue raspberry ones? The one nobody likes. The ones that are always left. Ones
yeah, that are purple with the weird squiggles on. Those is my jam right there.
Speaking that of looks jam. Like, that looks like poison. I'm not.
They do look like poison. They are very, very artificial.
And I've seen a think he'd try like his that. Luck on the elevators. Like, he'd walk to the elevator, the one that gets us to the penthouse party room. Uh-huh. He's trying to get back to the party room. He'd be pushing all the buttons to see what floors he can get on.
Pappy, roll me a luck check real quick. Now, hey, another thing to mention real quick for this, which is our now final official hunt. I listened to a one-shot from the actual creators of Shiver today, and they mentioned, because they were playing a one-shot, that they needed the Doom Clock to kind of tick up a little quicker. So pretty much any strange rolls, they ticked up the Doom Clock by 1 minute. And I thought, hey, that's a good idea, because we only do one-shots here. So I want to do that on this last one-shot, which, you know, would have been pretty fun to do from the whole story, but we'll start tonight. So that's going to include this roll right here, Pappy.
So y'all ready to hit midnight tonight?
He rolled 30 strangers.
So I got 3 successes and 2 strange.
There we go. We're
2 minutes.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
How many successes? Sorry, I was excited about the 2 strangers. 3. It hasn't let you back up to that penthouse. Apparently you need some key card, or they can program the elevators to allow for like the parties and stuff like that. But you've been trying this day in and day out for, you know, a couple weeks now. And then for some reason, just today, you go in, you don't know if there's been maintenance on the elevator or what's happening, but you hit that button and it dings, lights up, and starts to take you up to that penthouse again with Omni, the bartender at the top.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with Omni, get my drink on, and I'm going to look for the button that activates the disco ball.
Okay, all right. Corsair, are you doing anything besides getting high on Theodore's Gundam glue?
Inspecting this Pop-Tart, because frogs look like this, not food.
Decides to
not eat it. It must be some kind of like Gundam. You know, his Gundams are colored like this. It must be a Gundam part or something. This can't be food.
Gundam Pop Tart.
Gundam Pop Tart. Can't be food. So he puts, yeah, we put that away, and yeah, I'll just give that to Theodore later. He can glue it on his ship or something.
And then, Pappy, once you get up to the top, you can, you know, ask Omni to make you up a drink, or, you know, drop the disco ball and start to party a little bit. It's actually probably the first time you've ever had bad luck, Pappy, because at that moment, even up here at the penthouse, you see all the lights go out and those blue kind of like string lights that border all the rooms in the HQ. Light up, and you hear that hum go. Theodore, I don't know if that's going to be distracting or not while you're putting on these popsicle sticks to your badass ship.
I don't know. Because he's even installed like bags of like really light gas, like helium or something, in the bottom so to help it float even more. Like when it sits on water, they're like buried within. He's like really going into detail on this thing. I mean, after all, he is like a computer scientist. He can probably build a ship out of popsicle sticks. So, I don't know. What do you think? Is there some sort of role I would even make for like maintaining concentration?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Let's do a wits check.
A wits check. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So I got 0 success, 1 strange.
Okay, yeah, you were kind of using the lights, the overhead lights in your room, and as soon as the lights shut off, right before the blue lights go out, you were just about to place a piece on it, and it just, at least a couple sections of the ship collapse in while you poke it.
Yeah, I think, like, even though I got used to it for a while, it's been like 6 weeks, which is kind of a long time since the last one, so let my guard down. And I'm like placing it with some tweezers, and then when it goes off, I'm like, shit, and I like slip my hand, and it goes in because it like made me, it like scared me. It knocks off like 2 of the popsicle stick walls, and I stab one of the little things I put at the bottom to help it float, like these little bags of helium. And I'm like, stab one of those, and you'll just hear me be like, Benjamin, god damn it, what did I tell you about just calling us?
The door swings up. He's like, oh, was I too slow again, Theo?
Why don't you just come in here and tell us, or like warn us or something, or make it quieter?
As soon as I get a blip, I gotta flip the switch, and then I come and try to let you know, Theo, so that you don't mess up your Gundams anymore.
Why don't you just come
anymore?
Get us? Like, we go back in time. We're not like in a hurry.
I don't know where you all are. Like, where's Pappy at right now?
Probably in his room or at a casino or
no,
something.
No, I ran past his room. I ran past it. The door was open, and he wasn't in there. I don't know where he is.
Well, I don't know. I'm next to Corsair's room. I'm not next to Pappy's room. That's not my job. That's Gwen's job.
Well, I came to get you. I always flip the switch and try to come and beat the lights to you, but I can't. run faster than speed of light yet, but sorry, Theo. It looks like you were building something pretty cool there.
Yeah, it was a ship, but now it's just another waste of time, I guess.
Well, here, you wanna get a little inside scoop before I even tell the others where we're going?
Sure.
Might make you feel better.
Okay.
It's gonna be dinosaurs.
Why would that make me feel better?
Because it's cool, right? Come on.
But it also sounds scary as shit. Wait a minute. So let me real quick. Okay, well, we can walk and talk. But if we're dinosaurs, there's not going to be anyone else there. So who the hell even died?
Yeah, that's the weird thing, right? Come on. Let's go chat it up with the rest of the crew.
All right, but I'm going to bring a laser gun. I won't drop it, and there's not going to be anyone to see it.
Yeah, you guys meet up in the armory room, the closet, and Benjamin's like, all right, yeah, it's a weird one. We got a blip from 89 million years ago, and I know what you're thinking. Hey, Benjamin, people weren't around till like, you know, a couple tens of thousands of years ago. I know. Don't know what this blip's from, but we're thinking that, you know, maybe it'll give some insight to, like, what the fuck's been going on this past couple months or year now. So, cool thing is, you guys may get to see some dinosaurs.
That ain't cool.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Jurassic Park, Theo made me watch all six of the Jurassic Park movies.
Look, you keep saying it, and it's like, did you really watch them? Because they're cool, yeah. But do you see what happens to, like, half the people?
But there's always at least one person that survives every
right,
movie.
Right, there's four of us.
Okay, but, yeah, there's more than one of us, so...
So, Corsair, I got my money on you, bud.
Yeah, I got my money on me, too.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, when that blip came up, I chatted with Omni about it for a little bit, thinking that, like, it had to have been a mistake or something, because... people aren't around at that point. But Omni assured me that somebody really did die with the same kind of circumstances that people have been dying throughout the rest of our hunt. So,
and it really was a person and not like
a person
thing crawling from the primordial sludge?
Another time traveler when all that time traveling was banned. It's almost like you can't ban time travel or something. Oh, well... right again.
Well, Corsair, there's some good news. If we're going to dinosaur times, there sure as hell better not be a fucking horse.
There can't be fucking horses.
Nope,
horses
that just means we're going to find...
we're going to find the one damn horse back in prehistoric times.
We're
going
to find like a mega horse, like a mega fauna horse.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Before you guys even like came out here, I looked it up. I was like, when did horses start? And they didn't start until like 30 years later, 30 million years later than where you guys are going. So there's no goddamn way there's horses.
Yeah, there shouldn't have been horses in space or on a ship.
Yeah, there were space horses.
Well, there's not horses 89 million years ago. That's for damn sure. So you guys are safe for once.
I want to make a bet on this.
Yeah, okay.
I got 20 bucks in my pocket. 20 I got bucks 30. Says we're going to find a horse.
All right, I got 30. It says you're not.
All right. You're going to make me 30 bucks.
We go to a thrift store after this?
Sure.
So what do you guys want to bring back there? Like Theo said about, you know, bringing a laser gun or whatever, I don't think there's really any, like... downside of you guys bringing whatever the fuck you want, because there shouldn't be anybody. And if you guys do run into people, like, then shit's went way south anyway. So, like, I don't think it really matters what you guys bring back.
Well, we should probably, like, not bring things that leave casings, because then we have to pick those up so that, you know, archaeologists don't find random bits of odd metal and try to explain that.
Oh, they'll disintegrate by then. Come on.
I don't know. I've seen some weird stuff show up in, like, frozen fossils and shit. So maybe Gwyn's on to something. Let's do no casings, so no regular guns.
But, hey, laser guns. So
Laser guns don't leave.
Laser guns are bad. They don't sight down right.
Corsair, you did. You got it eventually. You got it eventually.
It was all right. It wasn't good.
So, yeah, I don't know. Out of character, if you guys have the Shiver book, I mean, it's pretty much up to you guys, whatever you want to get. Apparently not any kind of shell.
I mean, I suppose you can, but it just seems like a bad plan.
Yeah, and Benjamin agrees that you probably don't want to bring anything that has, like, shell casings.
Peppy goes over to the all-familiar corner where his Louisville Sluggers are stored.
And now all of the logos have been scraped off. So, yeah, you've got as many. Now you can. There's some aluminum bats, too, Pappy, if you want to pick an aluminum bat. Well, I will say that an aluminum bat would add one more crit die to the roll if you did want to. But if you want to keep it classic. You
don't get that satisfying crack of wood.
That's right. You wouldn't.
I'm keeping the wooden ones. Also, okay. I'm going to grab a backpack this time, too, if that's okay. I know you're the like, stuff dude, but I want to carry some stuff into the prehistoric times with me.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. What are you bringing, Pappy?
Like what?
I'm going to put a lighter, a flashlight, a couple flares in the backpack, and then I'm going to look for one of those inflatable T-Rex costumes that everybody runs around in, and I'm going to pack that in as well.
Of course there is. Of course there is.
Okay, yeah.
Got to blend in with the local, you know, populace.
Man, I'm looking up this armory on the Shiver official book, and it's so good. There's so much good stuff. They literally have baseball bat modified, chainsaws, flares. The flares actually do something, Pappy. Okay, I'll have to keep this up for whatever wild shit you guys all get into. What's everybody else bringing? And what are you guys wearing? Like, what are you guys going to be dressed as? Like, are you guys going to just go ahead and armor up? Or?
Yeah, because we're not going to see people, so.
You don't want to just loincloth up.
No, that sounds like a terrible plan. I want to wear the stealth suit.
Ooh, what's that do? Could you read it to
me? It adapts to your surroundings, bending light and images to help you blend into the surrounding scenery. You can now sneak by it undetected or strike quickly with an element of surprise, and it does have two armor.
Ooh. Yeah, you got. I mean, it sounds like you guys just got kind of free rein right now, so whatever armor and weapon you want to bring, and like smallish items like Pappy stocked his book bag with.
Okay, I'm gonna go with just regular body armor, which is two shields. I'm going to go with a stun baton, a flashbang, a smoke bomb, and then my laser gun.
Since I don't trust any of this, I'm gonna bring a jetpack.
What does, mechanically speaking, what does the jetpack say on its stat block?
Okay, mechanically speaking, what the jetpack says is strap it to your back and blast off to the skies. Just hope it doesn't explode. When activated, you gain the fly ability, page 177, for a combat encounter. This has two uses per doom quarter.
So that's per 15 minutes on the doom clock. Okay, cool.
This is awesome. It's going to be like Dino Wars. You ever played Dino Wars for the NES? This is going to be
Yeah. We're fucking, what was that, Transformers, where they were all dinosaurs?
Beast Wars?
Beast Wars, yeah, that was the shit. Has everybody geared up?
I am not quite there. I want to take an energy blade.
Okay, show Theodore how it's done.
Well, you know, it just sounds really cool.
Yeah, it was stun baton.
And it's sort of an alternate to my... I'm going to bring my holy relic because I just don't like going anywhere without it now. I don't even bother putting it away in the closet. I just keep it.
Oh my gosh. I completely forgot. Like a week or two ago, I can't believe I haven't seen you all in so long. Omni finished checking out the goo you guys brought back from, 5 weeks ago, however long it was. Guess what it is? It's not goo at all. Apparently, it's nanobots. These, like, molecular-sized little tiny robot things that, apparently can, like, just take... Yeah?
Nanobots.
Yeah. So, I wanted to... While we were gearing you guys up, it just came to my mind. It was literally, like, 10 days ago, and I don't know why I haven't told you guys yet.
You know, that would have been really helpful more than, like, 2 minutes before going into the past,
Benjamin. We got time. We got... Apparently, I mean, I don't know who the target you guys are going to be saving even is. If there's... I don't know. This one's an anomaly. I have no idea what's happening this time. But I do think it's worth noting to you all that, yes, the stuff that you guys have been fighting apparently are these small microscopic nanobots.
I guess I'm gonna bring the lightning lancer.
I was gonna say, what fights nanobots? I feel like, yeah,
I'm gonna point at Theodore because he's a computer engineer.
I mean, I shocked the thing last time and he didn't like it, so
lightning lancer it is. Good plan.
You guys have noticed that when Corsair used the lightning damage type, it was the first time that, mechanically speaking, you did double damage. And then in the very last hunt, Caleb actually knocked over the mummy dude into the water. And as soon as it hit the water, it just... The whole guy just pretty much evaporated into that goo. So you think that probably electricity and... water you could piece together would be the two things that would do like the best damage against these.
Well, then maybe I don't want the energy blade because that's all fire.
Theodore did hit one with an energy blade, and I mean it did damage, but not.
No, right, you should just bring the Excalibur.
You should just bring a super soaker.
Is
that an option? I don't see stats for a super soaker.
That was Adam. I was joking, but
that we're in this situation.
I was joking, but I guess you could get a super soaker if you wanted it.
I kind of want one now. I feel like that would be really handy. I'm looking to see if we have anything else that does shocky damage.
That's the technical.
You said this is the This is taking place in what year?
You guys are going to be 89 million BC.
No, I mean our home.
Guys are in 2102.
So has Earth started terraforming other planets yet? Well, we got access to future tech too, right? So is there terraforming technology in this armory?
What specifically are you kind of looking for, Pappy?
Create water.
Like a device that can create some water.
Yeah.
Roll me a luck, Pappy. Roll me a luck.
Oh. 3 successes, 2 strange. Oh, that's the same thing I had last time. Well, did it re-roll or did it use the same roll?
Well, either way, I like that. Okay. I like that roll. And yes, I know that usually we don't take up the doom clock before you guys go on an adventure, but this is the fucking final hunt, right? We want to push the boundaries. We want to hit that 45. We want to hit that 45 minutes. All right,
so
on the doom clock.
I've got my kit going. I'm bringing an energy drink, a jetpack, an adrenaline shot. Adrenaline shot says to bring somebody back from death's door. With 1 health point.
What energy drink are we bringing? Like
it just says random. It says increases your speed to fast for a short period of time or for a single combat encounter.
Oh, it's an actual. I thought you were just like saying, I'm just going to bring like a Red Bull.
Yeah, I mean, nah, just book has energy drinks.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing to toss in the bag.
Yeah, I'll say, Pappy, you find a this device that looks like a. It's like a. It looks kind of like a drill, but has a like a big cube on the front of it, and you put dirt into it, and it squirts out water.
Dirt to water gun, gotcha.
Yeah, it's like a dirt water gun. Benny doesn't seem to be rushing you guys as much as usual, because I guess because of the nature of this weird hunt, he just doesn't seem like it. Doesn't feel like it seems as pressing as usual.
You know, that's really tempting, but I'm not going to do that.
Do what?
There's an item that if you use it, it gives you five. The doom clock ticks up by 5 minutes.
But what else does it do?
You can choose to reroll a skill check with plus one talent die.
I mean, pack it in the backpack just in case.
How big is it? What is it? Like,
it's a monkey's paw.
Oh, shit. You can fit a monkey's paw in the backpack. You can fit a monkey paw in there. Just throw it in either Theodore's or Pappy's backpack.
Yeah, sure. It's like, what? What is this doing here?
Yeah, you probably don't want to put it in my bag because I just thought of one more thing that I will be taking with me. And I don't know if it should be in the same bag as a monkey's paw. Just saying. I'm just thinking back when I was in the war, mines were very effective. And if we're getting chased by a dinosaur, we can set a trap with a mine and put that thing out real quick. I just need one. I want one mine.
Oh, encountering a dinosaur? That's what the jetpack's for.
For Corsair to be the lone survivor he's destined to be.
I'm leaving. If I see one dinosaur, that's too close. I want me to leave. That'd be bad.
So I'm going to get a mine.
Gwyn is gonna grab a vial of study pills.
What? What is this? Adderall?
Yes.
If you read it, pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. You are hyper alert, but you're on edge. Gain plus one to wit and smarts until the next doom event, but major disadvantage on fear checks.
So how many like pills are in the bottle? Can you just like, you know,
it
keep...
doesn't say. I feel like I could pop them after each doom event and just be screwed.
Oh, yeah, and liquor, because in case I get scared of the dinosaur, don't want to be scared.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to have liquor in someone's bag, a lot of
so,
it.
So, yeah, you will have, so we'll have jet. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, Azar's got liquor, right?
Yeah. So now I have liquor in a jet pack. This is going to be great.
Yeah, Benjamin will be like, all right, you all locked and loaded, ready to go?
Wait, I thought we decided we weren't doing the lock and loaded thing.
No, yeah, no guns, please. Like regular guns.
Yeah, mine shoots lasers, so it doesn't count. It's basically doesn't a really count. Powerful flashlight.
Like a really, really, yeah, really, really powerful, flashlight. Yeah, yeah. All right, you guys, let's head over to the war room. Everybody hands in.
I guess so.
You all ready?
All right.
Let's one, do the hokey pokey.
Two, three, and he slams down on the button. Feel that tough. This time, it goes on for minute, like 10 plus minutes. Ooh. You guys feel that? Yeah. Someone's going to be it's puking like at the end of this. I guarantee it. And then it finally, gracefully ends. As you erupt into a pile of hay.
How?
No. Is it really hot?
Is there a horse? I want my $30.
Yeah, you pop your head up, Gwyn, and you see that you're in like some stables, and there's a horse nearby you.
All right, we all see this, right? So Benjamin's going to give me $30 when we get back, right?
You know what? We're just going to take this horse with us. Screw this.
Wait. We're in a stable? There's a building here?
Somebody traveled the past. This is somebody's evil lair. And we're here, and they have a horse. Because the horses were behind it all along.
I mean, Benjamin did mess up earlier. He said 30 years, and then 30 million years, and then 30,000 years. I mean, we could be anywhere.
What if we're in Jurassic Park?
Like the movie?
That'd be terrible, right? That can't
happen. I mean, right? I don't think so. It wouldn't be that bad. We could do Jeff Goldblum. And just saying, it could be worse. And if it's a movie, it's fake, so then we won't die.
That's true. I would rather be in a movie than in real life. I'm going to pop a study pill.
Already.
That was fast. Let's go ahead and alter these stats real quick.
Yeah, it's like you guys are in a, it's a pretty like sleek looking metal horse stables. Two horses.
And it's metal. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is not the work of a survivor. This is the work of, I mean, how long would it take to forge metal and then build this?
Probably not long if you brought like, you know, I don't know.
Oh yeah, future
equipment.
Yeah. Time travel.
This is somebody's base of operations, and they were hiding in the past.
So I have an ability called the Games of Foot, where I can get an extra talent die to make a smart check to investigate my surroundings. I'd like to investigate and see, like, how futuristic does this room seem? Is it, like, our future, like, where we live in, or is it just, like, more modern than what we expected, you know, 89 million years ago?
Yeah, roll me a smart check.
All right. And then I get to add one talent die, so that's the bottom one, right?
Yeah, that's a d8.
All right, so okay, one success, but also three strange.
Well, here we go.
Okay, I mean, hey, we mentioned, like, you know what, this is the final hunt. Let's get that doom clock ticking up. So we're at 7 minutes on the doom clock, which
this could be a terrible plan.
I was going to say, for like new viewers or listeners, whatever, every 15 minutes on the doom clock pretty much is a, I don't want to say catastrophic. At 60 minutes at midnight on the doom clock, that is catastrophic. But every quarter of an hour, every 15 minutes, is a doom event, which is something that will very much hurt our five survivors. Caleb's there. We know, no one's ever going to forget about Caleb.
Well, wait. I just realized I have an ability called Think Outside the Box, where I reroll a failed smarts check.
Okay. So
wait, did I fail that one, though, or no?
I was going to give you something for a one.
So I didn't fail it, technically.
Yeah, okay, so I think you're good, yeah. Yeah, you can tell that, obviously, in the 1900s or, the 19-teens, where you're from, this metal is more advanced. I don't think you've been to present-day, like, 2020-ish time, but you think that it's at least, with your one success, you think it's at least 2100 timeline type metal, and with how like sleek and like perfected it is, maybe even a little bit more advanced than the current timeline of 2100.
All right, so this is like real future stuff, like our time or even later. I swear, if this is labeled IBM on the outside, I'm going to flip out, because there's something about Omni ever since that Christmas party. They've just been acting real weird, you know what I mean? And Benjamin's always kind of sus.
Kind of what?
You hear the thing beep. Theodore, I heard that.
Why are you always listening? That's also suspicious.
What else would I do, Theodore? I'm sitting here waiting to pull you guys back as soon as you guys call for me.
I didn't call for you.
You said my name.
Is that how it works? You must hear a lot of shit that I apologize.
Yeah. It's pretty hurtful sometimes, but it's all right. You guys got a job to do. I'll leave you alone now. I'm sorry.
You know he ain't gonna pull us back on time, right? He's gonna, like, leave us some shit.
Notice he didn't say anything when he heard he owes Gwen $30.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, let's just take this horse and go. I don't know where the hell we're going.
All four of us are going to fit on that horse?
There's two. I guess you guys could double up on each horse if you want to take the... There's no saddle and tack here.
Wait, you're going to get on the horse?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just like...
The horse knows where to go. It'll take us to its leader.
Horse knows.
I'm going to look at the horse eye to eye, sideways. Take us to your leader.
All right, horse, be careful. I got a live mine in this bag here. You don't want to set it off.
Yeah, it just like it whinnies a little bit, and it just seems like a regular-ass horse.
Nope, okay. Can't buy that. Can't buy it.
Does it look 100% modern? It's not even like an older
horse? Oh, yeah, it doesn't look like a... So that's another thing I had to look up tonight was when do horses start? And there's a 55 million year horse, but this does not look like that kind of
horse. Oh, the Ohippus?
Yeah, exactly. This looks like a modern day horse. Two modern day horses.
It's almost too modern. Okay, well, I guess if we're all riding on the horses, Theodore will get on a horse, but I don't know. I'm not big on horses.
I think you're the same size, whether you're on the horse or off the horse, Theodore. And I'm going to climb up on the horse.
Well, no, it's not just that. It's just when I fought in the war, we fought on horses. This shit sucks. Just saying. You get kicked, you get shot, you get stabbed. Some people run around on horses.
More of an effect of being in the war than being on a horse?
Nah, it wasn't that bad. It was only whenever horses were around. It was, come to think of it, these horses have been taunting me for... Far, far before I ever met any of you.
It's all connected.
Have you all also had horses in your past before the before Benjamin kind of took us?
I mean, just at the tracks.
I mean, I've seen horses.
It all comes together. They usually
are good luck for me. Bet on the right one, you make lots of money.
Wait, you didn't, like, steal some lucky horseshoe or something, and now they're just, like, cursed, like, following us, right? I mean, where do you even get all your luck from? You're not a leprechaun, are you?
I have a horseshoe. No, I'm not a leprechaun.
You said that really quickly, Happy.
Yeah, you're pretty defensive there.
Well, I don't really know what my, like, prehistory is, so I might be related to one.
Yeah, all right, horse, come on.
Nah. Are we all doubled up on horses?
Yeah.
All right. What's the pairing? Is it? It sounded like Theo and Pappy and Corsair and Gwyn.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. You guys exit out of the stable, and as soon as you do, you see what catches your eyes first is a. It looks like a solid black tarp, laying over something. Next to a hatch. That goes straight down into just the ground, into the dirt.
What's the environment like, though? Do we feel like we are in 89 million BC?
Yeah, super fucking humid. You probably hear... I mean, you could probably, you know, glance over your shoulder and you would see, like, a fucking brontosaurus just chomping down on some palm trees or whatever the fuck. Yeah, and just the sounds of it, it sounds like you are in 89 million BC.
We see a brontosaurus.
You see the neck and the head of a brontosaurus sticking out of the trees.
Oh, shit. Look, it's like Jurassic Park. You were right.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Well, it's a brontosaurus. I mean, it's cool, mean. I'm pretty sure those aren't even real. That was like a mess up or something from an archaeologist, but I guess maybe they were right. Because there it is.
Wait, was that is that real?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure brontosauruses don't exist.
What?
Like a long neck, I think, isn't real.
You've just absolutely broken Adam.
And all okay. The land
behind the campaign, apparently. Well, if they're not real, then that's not real.
No, it's there. This time traveler asshole's crazy. Okay.
Yep.
It's the guy from We're Back.
God damn it. I'll have to Google that at the end of the tonight's session. But yeah, this the hatch looks like a It's kind of like a manhole cover. And it's right next to that tarp that's got like a lumpy tarp. Lumpy tarp.
Oh, that's probably our body, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm going to pick up the tarp and look what's underneath.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, as soon as you grab it, pull it away, you see a dead female body. Yeah. I don't know if... Yeah, I don't think Benjamin even told you guys the name of the dead buddy. The dead buddy. The dead person, this event.
Did not. Nope. Said he didn't know.
No, you guys didn't get a whole lot of information, I feel like. This one.
Just but yes, going this back is a dead...
Yeah, this is a... as soon as you pull that tarp off, it was covering this... She's dressed, it looks like a lab coat, a white lab coat with white scrub pants. Yeah, that's all you can tell from the top of your horses.
Well, she should not be in this timeline, so I'm guessing she's the one that's not supposed to be dead. Benjamin, do you get, like, photos from us? Can we show this person to you? Can you...
I didn't want to mention. Yeah, your guys' bracers, all also record video.
What the fuck, Benjamin? Great.
I'm sorry. I know it sounded creepy, so I never wanted to tell you guys.
You didn't think the government was watching this?
I mean, it's pretty obvious, Theodore. You should have known.
Don't we have these on all the time?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Benjamin's seen me pee.
I don't, if you guys aren't on a hunt, I don't look at the screens.
But you could.
But I don't.
Are you the NSA? you and Omni are the NSA and we work for you. Is that what's happening?
Look, Theodore House is not apparent. They're basically a corporation that acts like a government, shut down time travel, trying to keep everything under wraps, owns most of commerce in the world, and we work for them as hand-picked agents. You don't think they're watching us all the time?
I assumed they would be.
I promise, like, if you guys aren't on a hunt, I don't watch the screens.
Well, you know, I'm disappointed in your technique, then.
I see a lack of commitment.
I'm sorry. For multiple reasons, I guess. But yeah, I do see that you guys are looking for an Olivia Keller. Maybe see if you see any, like, ID on her.
Well, let's, Pappy, you want to look and see if she has a badge or something?
Sure. I'm going to pull down the tarp respectfully this time, knowing that there's a body now. And I'm going to respectfully search in the pockets for a badge.
Yeah, roll me a wits check.
A wits check? You don't want me rolling wits.
I think wits is the kind of invested gory. Invested.
It pretty much is, yeah.
One strange, zero successes.
Mm.
Yeah, you do just quick pat down, and you don't... You know what? For free, even with a zero success, I am going to tick up that doom clock. I will say that you do see a name badge on it, but that's all you find, and it does say Olivia.
Found her. Now, let me guess, the target is also Olivia?
I mean, I don't... Like I said, I mean, we don't... I don't know if there is a target on this one. There shouldn't be people here.
Well, there are.
But apparently Olivia wasn't supposed to die yet, and Olivia died. We got a blip, and we sent you guys here, and then looky there. Weird fucking horses and stuff.
Well, of course she's not supposed to die yet. It's 89 billion BC or whatever. No one's supposed to die yet. No one's supposed to be alive yet.
That's a good point. We're going to have to go down that hatch, aren't we?
Or stairs.
Yeah, Benjamin would be like, yeah, what's... Hey, Pappy, move your wrist a little bit. Tilt it. Tilt. There you go. Yeah, what is that? It looks like a manhole cover.
I mean, considering who's here, it's probably a womanhole cover. And I'm going to reach down and open it up.
Yeah, you reach down to kind of get close to it and try to open it, Pappy, and you realize that there's no like finger holds on it. There's no handles or anything. But you do see in the ground next to it what looks like a QR scanner. Like you see a little red line sticking out from the ground. Like something that you would scan, like barcodes at a grocery store at.
Why did you bring that laser sword? You probably just cut your way through this thing.
I'm going to get off the horse, and I'm going to do a hopefully more thorough investigation of this woman to see.
All right, try a wits check. Let's try to take that doom clock up a little bit.
Let's I feel like we're already higher than we've ever been. Study pills are helping.
Yep.
No, we had one doom event once.
Oh, yeah. 3 success. Yeah.
Okay. No strange. Strange.
No strange at okay. all.
Because we are counting these pills. All strange tonight. Okay, yeah, it is those energy pills. Yeah, you realize that clutch really tightly in her hand. You kind of pry open her hand, and you find it looks like just a plain white blank key card. It's like half the size of a credit card, though. It's like a miniature credit card. She was clutching pretty tightly.
All right, well, I'm going to take that and hold it over the scanner thingy.
And, yeah, it beeps. And the manhole cover, womanhole cover slides off to the side. And you see a ladder going down into some darkness.
All right. Pappy, didn't you bring some light?
I did. I'm going to crack open a flare and drop it down.
It goes down about 20 feet and hits the ground. Solid metal down there.
It's a good thing there's not like... petroleum doesn't exist yet, does it?
Well, I mean, fucking this metal shouldn't exist either.
It does exist. It's just still alive. I'm like pointing at the long chronosaurus.
Well, this is where we part ways, horse.
That was a very short ride.
Rode like 10 feet.
Get out of here. Just go.
Should we put them back in the stables?
Nope.
No, they're free. As soon as you dismount, they start to just kind of wander off in like opposite directions off to the woods.
Are those the progeny for horses now? Like, do they start the creation of horses timeline?
We've got to put them back.
You know what? Whoever responsible horses. Whoever irresponsible asshole who decided to put a whole base here with a stable for what? This is their problem, not ours. We got a manhole cover to get down.
You're free, Sprinkles. Go start a family. You're king of the plains.
Gonna get eaten. You're going
to get eaten by it.
It just runs the away.
Last 30 seconds, and the raptor is going to come and eat their ass.
I believe in these horses. They are the global, maybe even universal conspiracy that has fueled all of this, and those horses are going to do something amazing.
I guess I'll start climbing down the ladder.
Okay. Yeah. We'll head down. Once you guys get down, like I said, it's only about 20 feet down. It's like a tight ladder with a tight corridor that then opens up into this. As soon as Pappy, I guess, is leading the way. As soon as Pappy steps foot on the metal floor that the flare hit, it's pitch black until you step down, and then you see a couple dim lights kind of snap on like it's motion detecting lights, and it's just barely illuminating this hallway that's going down further.
I'd like to shake and shimmy. Does that affect the lights?
With your shake and shimmy, I'll say two more lights further down open up.
But they're the same dim. I thought more movement would be more light. So,
No. Even with more, like, it's still pretty dim down here.
I guess onward and forward.
All right. Should we, our lucky friend go first?
Draw weapons or something? I don't feel like any of this is right, so we should probably be prepared.
All right, I'll pull out my stun baton. Well, it's not on yet.
That was the sound effect.
Sounds pretty fucking good, though, wasn't it? That was really good Foley work for you.
It took me a second to realize what that was. I thought you were having some bodily issues or something.
Yeah, you guys start to, draw your weapons and creep closer. And every time you guys go, 10 feet further, some more dim lights will kick on, illuminating a little bit more of the hallway. And after you guys make it 20 feet and the second new set of lights kick on, you guys see your first door in this hallway. But it looks like the hallway's continually is still going further and further down.
This is highly inefficient. Can I knock on the door?
Oh yeah, you can knock on the door.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Yeah, you knock on the door and there's no response.
I think it needs that key card thing.
I will look for a place to scan the key card thing.
There is a pad next to the door to scan it.
Okay.
Really hope this person was important enough to open doors.
Well, you scan the key card and the door slides open. And the lights inside again kick on. Pretty dim. All the lights in here, it seems like it's kind of weird how dim they all are. Like, if there's people down here, I don't know. It seems like it's weird that they're so dark.
I think about that for a second. Lighter. This is a specimen lab.
Well, this first door that you open up, as soon as it does, you see that those lights kick on, and you see that there is a full floor-to-ceiling glass wall in front of you. There is a little panel, like a little podium almost, and it looks kind of like an iPad or something on the front of it. And then behind the glass, you see a group of about a dozen of those compies, or the little tiny, tiny dinosaurs in like Jurassic Park that like one's cute, but more than one is completely deadly. I think, what is that, Jurassic Park 2 or 3? Where, one of them attacks somebody and then like a bunch of them come. There's a bunch of those little compies and they are currently devouring what looks like a cow. Which obviously cows aren't supposed to be around at this point.
This is a specimen lab, yep. Mm-hmm. That's why the lights are dim. They things here could be photosensitive, or all kinds of nonsense. This is bad.
And something's gotta be feeding them, they wouldn't be alive, but they are eating a towel, so maybe it's been a while.
I think whoever was feeding them is no longer feeding them.
Yeah, I wonder if... Well, the woman, how decomposed did she look? Like, she's freshly dead, right?
However long it took you guys to get beamed back here, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, however long it took you guys to get her up.
Right, so she's freshly dead.
Looks like she
dead.
Was about that freshly dead, yes.
I guess we're lucky we got here as quickly as we did, because, in this type of environment, she probably would have been eaten normally.
Okay, but who killed her?
Oh, yeah. I just realized we didn't do any kind of medicine checks or anything
Did she fall and then cut? Was she running around with the tarp with a cape on her back and she fell, hit her head, and covered herself?
I mean, I was still on the horse. When you grabbed the car, did you notice anything?
Did I notice anything? I was very witty. I had 3 successes.
She's on pills.
I am. I've got my study pills, man.
Okay. Will you retroactively say that Gwen, yeah, with your 3 successes, you could not tell. It looks like this lady laid down here and then just decided to die. Like there was nothing on her body. When you did that search over, there was no wounds. She wasn't elderly. She was only in her 30s. Like
so she took a nap while she was playing like blanket fort.
Did we make sure she was actually dead and not sleeping?
It was the one that gave the ping to Benjamin. So you think that you're safe to assume that she is in fact dead?
I mean, we've never had a false positive or anything.
No, not yet. First time for everything, though. You can't prove a negative.
God damn it. I go back up the ladder. this is a problem.
Be careful up there.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, of course, there sees the copies and then bails back up the ladder. You want to investigate the body, Corsair?
Yeah, I'm like, this is bad. Like,
I think that's an intelligence check for a medicine roll. Also, we're at 8 on the doom clock.
All right. I have 3 successes on that.
Any strange?
No strange, but I did bank some luck, though.
Hell yeah. Yeah. You look over this body, and you don't notice any wounds. Her eyes are closed. Her mouth is closed. It looks as if whatever killed her, because she definitely didn't die of natural causes. You think that just by like how healthy she looks, and obviously she's covered with this tarp. And obviously she's only been dead about, you know, half an hour now, that whatever killed her was able to kill her without a trace. A Majestic Goose Podcast. Honk.